What about my brain? My brain is where I need help, especially in the afternoons, because I get tired. You know, our willpower is depleted. Rhodiola helps you focus from the mental side of things. It really increases the sensitivity of your neurons. It's those thinking cells in your brain. It makes them sensitive to the presence of dopamine and serotonin, which are two of the neurotransmitters involved in focus and memory and pleasure and mood and a whole bunch of other really nice feelings. So by increasing memory and focus, rhodiola helps you feel less scattered and helps you focus. So in times of high anxiety, rhodiola can be really helpful. There was this cool study using rhodiola as a supplement for memory and focus with people, and they had to take a proofreading test. And the subjects who took rhodiola made 88 fewer mistakes when using rhodiola. That's amazing. 88% fewer mistakes, while the control group who didn't take rhodiola made 84% more mistakes. So it was a huge, huge difference. Now, what's cool about rhodiola, but what you have to look out for, going back to our earlier news study, is that you want to make sure you get the best kind. You know, there are these brands still probably out there lurking on the shelves. You know, they've taken Walmart and Target and GNC to task, but you have to get the best kind. So make sure you get a rhodiola supplement that is guaranteed Siberian grown, because the plants actually, they are more effective when they're exposed to the stress of that cold. And that stress, you know, being grown in Siberia, helps them develop these compounds called rosevins. And these compounds are the ones that grow in, you know, the colder places. So, you know, I'm particularly fond of the Perfect Supplements brand, and I tend to take two of the capsules once a day, usually in the morning, but also sometimes in the afternoon when I'm starting to, fade. Rhodiola has been an interesting alternative. Some studies done on ADHD, which makes perfect sense because they're both working on the same neurological pathways. And as an added bonus, you know, the increase in dopamine sensitivity increases your enjoyment of food and sex and other good things, which you know I'm a huge fan of, as well as possibly helping to reduce carb cravings. So now what's so great about rhodiola as well is that it's safe. And unlike, you know, other prescription medications or caffeine, like we talked about, rhodiola won't blow out your kidneys and your liver or your adrenal glands and stagnate your growth or give you heart palpitations. In fact, it does the exact opposite. It balances your body. It balances your neurotransmitters and your hormones. So go to perfectsupplements.com/cravecast and you can check out my favorite brand of rhodiola, the one that I use every day. I love it. I cannot say enough good things about it. It's really, really been helpful in getting my body back on track after a very stressful time in my life. And I know that stress and really emotional and traumatic times can lead all of us to craving more comfort foods, craving more sugar and carbohydrates, and getting less sleep and maybe having an extra glass of wine at the end of the day. All these things take a toll on our hormones and our energy. And I know for all those mamas out there how exhausting it is. I remember having a little one who had wacky sleep schedules and I was just depleted all the time. I wish I had known about rhodiola back then.